people have written books on the subject. This is not a simple sugya, but let's try and see what we can come away with. Kedei lahazbis derech kiyum hamitzah. Nitael rega bnei zug asher b'meshach 25 shanim lo zoku lefkad b'zeh. They didn't have zero. It was a zug. 20 years. They never had 25 years. They never had children.
Who?
A couple. Zug. It's an imaginary couple. Rinei. La'achash shnei sevel v'yusura guf v'nefesh rabim. After 25 years of who knows what yusurim. Spiritual, physical yusurim in order to have a child. They gave good to a boy.
Good to a boy after 25
years. Can you imagine the simcha? Can you imagine that bris? This is the scent of their lives. This is everything. They want him to become a bitamat chochem. They were shown that they didn't for nothing, they didn't wait for this kid. He was a very talented young boy. Bal midas, beautiful midas, netzolus, or bal nefesh adina. Beautiful neshama, you know, you say like a good thing, a good, beautiful, special neshama. Hashanim cholfes ve'eled oilam misalim yoyim leyoyim. Child's going, b'cheinu, b'shiva. This is the dream child. And they mamish, they've overwhelmed them. 25 years they waited and now they've got this child who's mamish lighting up the generation. It's married. And she's also one of these, all based Yaakov girls. You have the all-American boy and you have the all-based Yaakov girl. Super duper girl. You can imagine this chasana. The simcha, the dancing, the isha, this chasana. Avi achosa negesh v'tfilas arvis kashukulu mole rikshus hoide la Hashem yisparach shizikoy se legeh leyoim godol zeh. Father goes to Mari before the chuppah. Can you imagine that Mari? 25 years he was dying for a child and now he's taking this child who's a enormous bundle of nachas, marrying a girl that's mamish perfect for him, and he's standing there at the night of the chuppah. Who aime is gadal v'isgadash shmei rabba b'kol alayv. Ein tzorech lezarer oto lohides l'Hashem yisbarach l'smok. You don't need to give him inspiration that he should praise Hashem and he should be sameach. Asimcha metzipe es libo v'oila al gdoisov. The guy's platzing from simcha. Try and imagine the simcha. Vehine, the petal of Doivan Leiv, beemtze shivas yamei ha-sheva brochas. In the middle of the sheva brochas. Ha-chosen ha-yeka ne'erag betulus drochi. The chosen gets killed in a car accident. Shem yishmolele. Imagine, you were at this wedding and suddenly you hear that you come and say, you heard what happened. You don't have to look too far back, it just happened recently.
Sabarabah.
Yeah, there's the last week ago with Levine and so. Plenty stories. You don't have to look far. I made Mulakeva Patuach. Now he's standing at the Levaya. Upadar Gamba Amiris, Viskadal Shmei Rav. Now he's going to say Kaddish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reitzim and yen shiudi ze yen mekadish ze bo yisa simcha shomes HaKadosh besaz tfilas mairiv balei lachatuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this person to say Kaddish at the Levaya with the same simcha and the male HaKadosh HaTov and Tishbachos that he said the night of the Chasid. Anybody intuitively that makes perfect sense to everybody? Not until after you've analyzed it and thought about it. Just your gut reaction is get off my case. It's not shaykh. Stop it. Nonsense. Why should he? The guy's too broken. What's the simcha here? Understand the simcha at the chasana. What's the simcha at the kever? הקדוש ברוך הוא רוצה ומעניין שיהודי זה יהיה מקדיש זה בו איסה שמחה שאולי איסה קדיש בשעס תפילס מהיר ולילה תחזה זה שתהייתי משנה מפורשת שהרי כשם שמבורכים על הטוב וכך מבורכים על הרע the same and we saw the Gemara בו איסה שמחה the Gemara says קבלינאו בו איסה שמחה ונשאל איסה שאלה היתוכב is that true? Ketzad lite nasusir. And if it is true, how do you do it? How do you do that? Because logically it doesn't make any sense. And the Torah has to make sense. Ein sofik, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu eini bo b'trunia im b'riyai sof. Hashem doesn't come with, how do you translate trunia properly? Properly. Impossible missions. Okay, yeah, but he doesn't come to us with, exaggerate. It comes to us with things that are within our range. It stretches you to new levels and whatever, but Hashem doesn't come to us with mission impossibles. He doesn't come and ask us to do things we can't. There's nothing that causes a person to go off the derech more than you ask him to do something he can't do. Don't ask your kids to do things they can't do because you just set him up for a failure. Why would you do that? Why would you ask somebody you care about to do something they can't do? אם תורסיין את הדברים שמצב עלינו מצווה זו, הכוח שיש בליבו של כל יהודי, תעמוץ יש נפש, כה אדירס עד שהוא מסוג עלמת בניסיין זה. If the Torah tells you you can do this, I mean somewhere we have a way to do this. הוא מסוג עלמת לקורש ברוך הלאי וסה לסמייך אותו בלילה כפורה כבלילה חתולה. A yid has the ability, I'm reading what's here, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm in the kasha. But he's telling you, yeah, that if the Torah tells you that you can do it, Kashem Shavavachim ala Toiva, Kach, Mavachim ala Ra, the Torah tells you you can do that, as though the Toiva was the Chasana, the Ra was the Kfura, and you have to say it, the Kaddish with the Tor Simcha. Achadai Naisalanu lavin keitzat oisim zois, v'menayin shayim es hakoiches lakach. How do you do it, and where do you draw the koich to do this from? That's the question. State in Mishnah, that's what you have to do. Beseder, but tell me how to do it. Tell me how to do this. But the man she tchi nidama ki yisurim haim. Sham niyadaf lechet. Asev lu oine shapoy ki lesara. Yisurim is something that comes in the wake of sin. It's the punishment that comes as a result of ra. On the other hand, the Muskel Rishon, tranquility and peace is a reward for doing good. Ulam yesh ledat she machshov zu hishitchis lemadi. This is a very incorrect perspective. It's what we think. It's what the world tells you. You know. Difficulties and insaneness are bad and they come as a result of, you know, you're a bad boy and therefore why is this happening to me? And why shouldn't I think that, by the way? It says if you shouldn't come to a person, you should be much better than myself. Why? If it's got nothing to do with my chatoim, why am I checking out my deeds? So it's not such a ridiculous muskul rishon to have. The marot sha'anu imunim al yud gimel יקרא אמונה, וכל יהודי מאמין שהקדוש ברוך הוא גוי מול טוב ושוי מול מצווי סוף, ומאני ששוי מול מצווי סוף. Everybody believes the Yud Gimel Ikorim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives those that do good reward and those that don't, he gives them punishment. מכל מוקם אין די בכך די להבין, יש מהוס הסבב ליסורים המצויים באילו. And also once again, who says that's in this world? The Yud Gimel Ikorim that says that Hashem is goy mol toiv, the ones that do his mitzvahs and punishes those that don't, who says that's talking about in this world? I'm just talking about the next world. Ain't schar mitzvah b'ha'al. Look, there's no reward for a mitzvah in this world. How are you going to give me toiv for the mitzvahs I'm doing in this world? There's not enough pleasure in this world for one mitzvah. The reward of one mitzvah. Who says it's talking about this world? Maybe it's talking about the next world. But even so, he says, it's not, Mikol Malkum, it's not enough to understand. If you look at the essence and look at the amount of suffering that there is, that's found in this world, there's a lot more speak to explain it. Nevertheless, Shekein Metzinu Tzadik V'ra'alu, Ulo Mozeis Metzinu Rasha V'toivlo. There's a Musak in the world, we've learned, we've seen the whole chapter on this.
The Musak of what's Tzadik Varalo, Rosha Vatoivlo. Remikrim Eilu, Maisa Varoim Shela Rosha, Lo Grora Bikva Seim Oimish.
The terrible deeds of the Rosha didn't schlep along with them terrible Oimshim.
Evilo Maisa Vatoivim Shel Tzadik, Lo Atzliu Minasevo, Atzilu Minasevo.
Rabbi Chendaisa never got food. He never had food in his house his whole life.
Why not?
You're of tzaddikim suffering.
Moving in kain ki b'musa yisuri munach oimek gafnimi yoysem ashe eschav oynish greida.
Seems that there's a deeper aspect to suffering, to yisurim, that is nothing to do with eschav oynish, or not with eschav oynish alone. There's another dimension here.
V'chein shinu chazal in brochas tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochai oymek. Shalosh matanas toivas nosen hakadosh baruch hu liyisrael. V'kulam lo nisnan ela al yedei yisurim.
And everybody here wants all three. You don't understand why you have yisurim.
There are three beautiful gifts that Hashem gave to the world. What's the price?
Yisurim.
V'ayloim Torah.
No one's sitting here because I don't want Torah. Everyone wants Torah, right?
Eretz Yisrael.
Where we? Check your way, Eretz Yisrael, right? So you want to be here, right?
V'olam haba.
Anybody don't want olam haba?
So these three matanas we all pursuing, and
driven by your chai, the kvaydivats. We told you the only price is Yisurim,
and he has rise from chumash. Teira minayin shenema ashrei ageva teisusenu kom iseres chacham daydu.
Sorry, from Tanakh.
Praiseworthy is the person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yisurim to, and from his Torah he teaches him. Eretz Yisrael diksiv ki kshayisi ish es bnoi Hashem elokechem esarcho.
What did this do with Eretz Yisrael? I don't know.
The ksiv ba'al, because it's v'kasvasre ki Hashem elokechem miviach el haaretz ha'toivah.
The juxtaposition of Hashem will bring him to the land.
Ho'olam haba diksiv ki ne mitzvah Torah o v'derech chaim tochochus musa.
That's the Chochos Musa.
So we have rise from Tanakh that these three things are kind of being Surim.
But Torah, it's Amala Torah or it's Isurim? You have to work hard, yes, but that doesn't mean it's Isurim. It's
you can't acquire Torah, Kinyan HaTorah, Memches Kinyan HaTorah.
You let us talk about them now. I'm trying to avoid them the whole year. I'm doing Swiss, I'm allowed to talk about the Memches Torah.
To acquire Torah means to acquire the Torah using all the memories for him, to become a Baal Torah, to have a Kinyan in Torah. Doesn't mean keeping mitzvahs.
That's also part of it.
Kinyan at Torah means you're the Baal of the Torah.
But what that means, Yisurim?
Yisurim?
Yes.
Yisurim, it means in order to acquire Torah, Hashem is going to give you Yisurim, he's going to give you suffering. You're going to pay a heavy price for it. It's going to be Tzadik Viralo. Each according to his whatever he needs. The Chayyim Salamavos points this out, by the way, in Shara B'Tochen, he says that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us more reward than we deserve, but you can't because there's a problem of Nama de Kasuma, so therefore he gives us suffering we don't deserve. Once he's given you suffering you don't deserve, and he can't give you Shad that you don't deserve, and he won't chip it with us. He mentions that there in passing. You can have a look if you want to see there. But we're not talking about the other that you don't deserve it. You do deserve it because it says you want to acquire Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and mitzvahs. You're going to pay. Have oimish yisurim any oinish greater? The yisurim aren't an oinish. Elahem shav a petach the kabbalas called of a toiv. They are the gateway, the entrance to receiving everything that's good. Einachadav a toiv sheinu nikni yisurim. There's nothing you'll acquire that's good that you won't acquire through Yisurim. Min haroi letzien shegam b'metzius hagashmis dover toiv nikne b'yisurim. Even in the physical world, he says, good things are acquired through Yisurim. L'dugma, ladies yeled melavet tzav Yisurim. You want to give birth?
Nobody here wants to give birth. If men had to give birth, there wouldn't be any children in the world. But you want to have a baby, you want to have a child, it comes with Yisurim.
Asogas panosa malavet Yisurim.
People here work for a living.
Yeah? It doesn't come easy. It's not a picnic, as they say.
Being a farmer, you plant and you plant, you work, you surin. Kakosha tagadal adima bezria, to the extent that the dima, the crying, is greater at the zria, at the planting, at the investment stage. Kach tagadal harina b'ktsira. When you harvest your rewards, the greater will be the simcha, the rina. Einach adava bal erech sheniten lasigi lelo yisurim. So now what is the secret of Yisurim? If Yisurim is the key to acquiring everything good, so what's Yisurim then? How does this work? How do we understand this? Am Yisrael amanetzach, who am a soil of the Yisrael, called Toldos Anoshis. Tal Yisrael is the nation that suffered the most of all the nations, right? Poshut. V'chaz v'chalil roim anachnu Yisrael mikol ha-Mosoilam. We worse than all the nations? Mikamchi Yisrael. Ma'olim kain soda sevel shal kladisol. So what's the secret of the suffering of kladisol? The manishtanu mekol umo veloshon. Why are we different from all the other peoples that we have this din yisuri? Kirshinich taf leil shloishes havos Avram Yitzchak Yaakov not of Ashishu bonui kol echad lefi bichinose. Each of the three avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, according to their unique koiches, inherited to us and gave to us unique koiches. That's where we get up from. We're all products of an Avraham, Yitzchak, and a Yaakov. Kashianu boim laasik besukas hayisurim ein sofik ki koich hamini biyisurim nitzen lani biyirusha miyitzchak avinu avashol. You start discussing the sugya of Yisurim. There's no doubt that the ability that you have to withstand Yisurim is an inheritance from Yitzhak Avinu. Not that the other Avos didn't have Yisurim, but Yitzhak's Ika Avoida was Yisurim. HaYisurim b'musam ha'im Mesiris Nefesh. What is Yisurim? Mesiris Nefesh. What's Mesiris Nefesh? We'll have to see. Shrei ma'ali katolak kula ma'ali katolak palga. As the Gemara says, what's a little killing, what's a little death, what's a big death? Yisurim is a sug misa b'miktsas. Every Yisurim is a sug dying. You have a big death, you have a little death. But it's all, the man says, Mali hariga kula, Mali hariga smiktsas. Leitim a Yisurim gvoyim b'medreikzim in misa, v'chein mevua b'gamam b'sechtas ksuvas. Sometimes the Yisurim are a greater level than misa. Says in the Gemara in Ksuvas, Yilmelo Nigdo Lechananya Mishal Vazora Havipilta Lutzolma. Imayu Melakin Meyusurim, we're talking about Chanina Mishal Vazoria, they wouldn't have withstood the test. Emloya Oindi Minisoin. Ein Shambatosis, Yusurim Shain Lem Kitzbe, Gruim Aimi Misa. If there wasn't a catch, if you didn't know when this is going to end, that's much worse than dying. Worse than dying. If a person's got Yisurim, he's got a suffering, he's got a Nisoin, you know, whatever, but he knows where's it going to end, how long it's going to take, you can handle that. The person knows he's got 10 years, whatever, oh, okay. But he doesn't know when it's going to end. Suga Voidus Perach, that's the worst Yisurim you can have. Anybody ever try to give up smoking here or some other kind of addiction? You tell a guy, give up smoking for 24 hours, anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. 24 hours after that, you go back smoking. Anyone can do that. Yeah? Tell the guy give up smoking. He can't. Why not? Getting smoking forever? He can't. Lo yochol. It's too. Every day he's gonna get up and not smoke. Every day he's gonna get up and not every day. Lo yochol. I'd rather die. You ready to take a bullet? Take a bullet. Die as kiddish Hashem? No problem. Live as kiddish Hashem. Day in and day out, go live with Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his house. You're with him 24 hours a day. You prepared to do that? Any volunteers? I'll arrange it. Maybe. I'm promising you can't. No one would want it. No one would want it. 24 hours? Sure. I can be Prince Charming for 24 hours. The rest of my life? Klal Yisrael, we're in the Midbar with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Can you imagine if I offered you that? 40 years in the Midbar with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with Anna Kovac, eating Mon, everyone would take it, right? How long would you last before you started fetching for steak? You can't, there's no talking, it's too hard.
Yitzhak Avinu Moshe is Nafshei Lemisa B'maisa Keder. Yitzhak Avinu is prepared to give up his life as the Maisa Keder. V'kacho hin chilanu bono v'chore v'sakoich lamed b'nisoyim v'lmoises nafshenu b'simcha al kedushas Hashem. And we got the koyach. I thought we actually got it from Avraham Avinu, but we cast him. I thought that's where we got the koyach to give up our lives as Kiddush Hashem. No, the first one that did it was Avraham, not Yitzchak.
Torah doesn't tell us that.
Oh, very good. There's no more furish in the Torah. What exactly that was? I'm not sure they'd say we got it from Avraham. Whatever, okay, Mishka Fela. We have to ask him why Dafka in the country tomorrow. We can speak to him, ask him why Dafka Yitzhak. Avraham Avinu was the first one. I thought Yitzhak inherited it from Avraham. Hold on. Understand what the... Why not Avraham? Once Yitzhak had seen Avraham do it, it became much easier. He had all the sugyas that we have. He had all the Torah Baal Peh that we have. He knew that his father jumped into all casting. Yitzhak didn't have that shtickle Torah?
He wasn't the one who recognized everything on his own.
I'm sure there's many chiluk here. The whole schus of the Akedah that we have today is from Avraham Avinu's Nisoyim, not from Yitzhak. Wasn't it Yitzhak's Nisoyim even, according to many Rishoyim? It wasn't his Nisoyim. There was his essence was Gvura. It was Avraham Avinu's Nisoyim because his essence was Chesed. And he heard the Tzivu from Hashem. Yitzhak never heard it. That's what some said. What? Because he heard it from... What you say? He heard it from Avraham, not from Hashem. Hashem heard the Tzivu of the Akedah. Yitzhak heard it from his father, maybe. That's a sugi in the Munus Chachomah. It's not a sugi in the Munus Chachomah. כדי שנצליח לבאס את דברים הייתי, ועלינו להעמיק איוני בעניין הקדה ולגוד בואים כשל אויסה מייסה, אז נקוד הסלימות שניתן ללמוד אויסן בדוירס אונו, כשאנו מייקפים בסבל יסורים. In order to understand the יסוד that we're trying to understand here, we have to go to the שוירש. The שוירש is the מייסה הקדה. And in order to understand the יסורים that we're going through this generation, we're going to have to go back and try to understand the הקדה properly. That shouldn't be hard because we all know about the Akedah. Everybody understands the Akedah and it's kosher. Tchila aleinu lahagdim kama milim. First we have to hagdomas. Nisayin Akedah hay nisayin ha'achron shel Avraham Avinu. It was the last 10th of Avraham Avinu. B'nisayin ze yogia l'roim dargosu. At this nisayin he got to the pinnacle of his levels. At she Hashem omolo ata yadati ki yoy elokim ato. Until now, nine Nisoinus before, Hashem couldn't say to him, now I know that you have a shtickle Yerushalayim. Up to now you know Yerushalayim. By the way, Chazal point out that if he not passed this test, the other nine would have been bought to the gamre. The other nine were nothing. Ephes. Which is also a moedic understanding why that should be like that. But now Hashem says, oh, now I can see you got a bit of Yerushalayim. Up to now he didn't. I would have thought like, you know, after Ukasdim, Lech Lecha, you know, whatever. You know, shtickle Yerushalayim. Now he gets his badge. The dag is there. Avraham Avinu lo yegia beyom echad, and he never got there in one day. Kodma the dag azu masecht eschaim aruka shel amidu b'nisoynus. To get to the Akedah was a lifetime of withstanding these shoynus. Kesha Avraham hikias boiro, who hikias haemes shebemetzias Hashem ve'es hasheker sheboiris elulim. When he recognized Hashem, what did he recognize? He recognized the truth in the Metzias of Hashem, and he recognized the Sheker in Avodah Zorah. Mikan ve'elech ve'yamuchen limsor is nafshay l'man oisemes. The minute he discovered the truth, he also knew that you give up your life for that. Va'amnam oyotzo choytzos neged oviv terach oyved elalim. He went against his father, who was a bal Avodah Zorah, v'neged Malkon Nimrod. He went against the king. He went against the entire world, the entire United Nations. He was. You know, they all said, yeah, and he said over here. He was against the entire world. Asher zorok oisil kiv shanesh, shot him into the kiv shanesh. Who Moses Navshoy Ubilvad Shelo Yikfoy Bumnosa. He was committing just no kfir in the Munna. That's Avram Avinu. You know what? I'm not going to start the next shtickle. You need to sit in one shtickle. There's enough to think about here. You just have to think about, you know, play the video of the wedding and play the video of the kfura and see whether you can have the same simcha at both. That's not the litmus test. That's what you're trying to understand, how the heck you do that. I'm trying to work out how you do that. Why should I do that? It sounds perverted if you ask me. It doesn't sound human. If I would see someone doing that, I would send them for therapy.
Well, not just
but if I met the Ramban, I would send him for therapy as well. Ever read the Giras HaRamban? The person he's describing there sounds like, you know, paranoid, low self-esteem, unsocial, you know. Have a look at the Ramban. The Ramban there is describing Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And we would send him for therapy because of Amman Nebuch. You know, at the psychologist conference, they would sit down and discuss the Ramban's ideal human being, the worst case scenario of a person whose mama is psychologically distraught. Have a look at the ideal person, the Geras HaRamban. He tells his son, this is how you got to behave. Never look at the person you're talking to. Always think that you're worse than everybody else. You know, like a whole, you know. If I would get up and teach the kids, you know, this Ramban, I would get a call from the parents. I would get kicked out of being a teacher. You're supposed to build their self-esteem. Whoever you meet, think you're worse than them, kid. That's how you build people's self. Like, what's Ramban talking about? It doesn't make any sense. Everything that the Torah values, we would send for therapy because we don't understand it. You understood the Geras HaRamban? Anybody ever read the Geras HaRamban at least once? Yeah? You understood the person that he's trying to make you into? Yeah? You'd have to become paranoid, schizophrenic, low self-esteem, embarrassed the whole time, walking around shameful. That's what he says. Why is no one doing it? Ask the local psychologists, how do they treat this ideal human being that the Ramban described? The Gedolei Yisrael, how do you treat these people? So I'm serious, you've got a Levi and the guy there is dancing, he's got the same, not dancing, but he's got the same simcha as the guy that's outraged. We are outraged. When we see people dancing because somebody got hurt or something or whatever, people are happy or whatever, we are outraged. And correctly so. So what's going on? Tov.
Have a good Shabbos.
And you. Have a good Shabbos.
Tish Kadesh, enjoy the new class.
Shkachol, I am. I can see.
What a pleasant experience.